the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 5. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is a debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. It is easy to do. It is easy to get complacent, and it is so very easy to get lazy. Supposing that there is nothing to fear, nothing to worry about, therefore we can sit back and relax. What am I talking about? I am talking about the Christian faith. As Christians, we can hear this gospel and be comforted by it, but then we can become lazy. In other words, we can forget that we still live in this world, and we can forget that the devil still desires to kill, steal, and destroy our faith. Typically, this forgetfulness is not intentional, though. We hear the gospel, which delivers assurance and hope and comfort to us, but then we go on our way, and we just simply drift along, becoming complacent and doing whatever seems to be natural at the time. Easily, we can quickly forget reality, believing that there is no danger for us as Christians, that this Christian life is some sort of life of ease, with the exception of some terrorist plots that we might watch on the nightly news from time to time. With this stated, this flighty and complacent way of living is unwise. It is actually foolish to simply drift along in our Christian lives thinking that there is nothing to fear and nothing to be aware of. The reason why this is so? It simply is not true, my friends. It is not reality. It is the way of foolishness. Consider a moment the parable from Matthew's Gospel, the 7th chapter. Jesus tells us about two houses. One house is built on the sand, and the other house is built upon the rocks. In the parable, both houses experience rain and wind, harsh rain and harsh winds. As is expected, the house on the rocks remains. However, the house on the sand, it blows down, experiencing a great fall. This parable, it shows us that when we hear Jesus' word and become flippant with Christianity by either downplaying the realities of sin, suppressing sin, that it's not that big of a deal, or when we downplay the realities of the devil and the world, or when we try to deny our need for the Lord's continual grace, well, we are like these fools that build their houses upon the sand. When we are spiritually apart from God's word and deny the reality of life, the reality of sin, we are like a house with no foundation on some beach, a house that is unprepared and unable to withstand the approaching storm, a storm that will completely destroy us. Tragically, my friends, when churches go on their jolly old way of ignoring the reality that this world that we live in and all that is in this world are actually opposed to the kingdom of God, and when churches go on their jolly old way forgetting God's word and following their own thoughts, well, babblers seem to come into the church and into the pulpits, not only silencing God's word, but also preaching their own fantasies, resulting in the church collapsing. In other words, churches become like the house on the sand when they think that the Christian life is all about beautiful sunsets and calm, cool breezes on the beach. They become like the house on the sand when they do not listen to God's solid word, and when they follow the unstable thoughts of mankind, or when they follow every changing opinion of culture that is around them. My dear friends, the reality is that this Christian life is not a life on the fine white sands of a beach with beautiful sunsets and a calm, cool breeze, but rather it is more like a life that is in the midst of a hurricane and a mighty storm that blows against us. And as you already know, a house that is built upon sand, the wavering opinions and ideologies of mankind, will not withstand the wind and the rain, but will collapse upon itself. Therefore, it makes sense. It makes sense, does it not? It makes sense why the Apostle Paul is warning us in our epistle reading from Ephesians this morning. Paul is warning us to be careful. He is warning us about becoming complacent. He's warning us as a church about the dangers of believing that we can build our Christian faith upon unstable opinions and ideologies of mankind and not the Word of God. He is warning us that in this world there will be no such thing as peaceful sunsets and calm breezes, spiritually speaking. Even though building a house upon the sand may sound attractive and may appeal to our natural way of thinking, the Apostle Paul calls this foolishness. Now, dear friends, the reality is not that there is nothing to fear in this world and that we can eat, drink, and be merry without any cares in this life. No, this way of thinking will not stand. It will collapse. Only the fool says this, "Oh, we shall not worry. My God is all about love and would never send people to hell." Only the fool says, "Eat, drink, and be merry. My God has nothing against me, for he just wants me to be happy." Only the fool says, "Don't sweat the small stuff. My God doesn't judge anyone." Only the fool says, "Do what feels right and live your life to the fullest passion. My God embraces all form of sexuality." Only the fool says, "Sin, it doesn't exist. It is just the church's way to prevent people from having fun." Only the fool says, "The devil, ah, the devil, blah, blah, blah. Just a bunch of superstitious things, nothing more." My dear friends, this is the way of a fool. Only fools go around without any cares, as if no dangers were before them. Only fools forsake the word of God in exchange for their own thoughts. But you, yes, but you, dear baptized saints, you are not called to foolishness. You are not, I repeat, you are not called to foolishness. You are called to wisdom. You are called to be wise. For we live in evil times among evil people. And since this is the case, we are faced with temptations not only to sin, but also to ignore God's word. We are tempted to take things for granted and then to assume that we have nothing on earth to fear. Now, it is true. It is absolutely true that this Christian life and the life of the church are a life receiving, completely receiving God's grace and his mercy and his comfort from the Lord God himself. However, it is wrong to disregard and dismiss the fact that the devil is always prowling around, hoping to corrupt anything and everything, including us Christians. In other words, it is wrong to think that you will have the good life of ease and comfort where you do not need the help of the Lord. Baptized saints, you and I will always, I repeat, we will always need the Lord. For we will always have the devil in this world attacking us in everything that we do. The devil and his cohorts, they set up every thinkable con in order to undo our Christian faith. Truly, the devil and his fallen demons, they set out hostilities and difficulties for the church so that the church might have to fight against all sorts of wrongdoings and hindrances in this world. But unlike the house built upon the sand that easily topples and falls down when pressed by the wind and the rain, this, my friends, is not true for Christ's church. This is not true for you. It is not true for you as blood-bought, baptized saints. Indeed, it is not true for you, and it is not true for Zion Lutheran Church, for we are not called to approach the evil times in which we live by automatically accepting everything. We are not to simply drink the Kool-Aid of the culture without being careful, but rather we are to deal with our lives in the light of God's Word, knowing that it is God's Word that guides our thinking. It is God's Word that shapes our emotions and leads us. As God's chosen and beloved, we shall not live by our emotions. We shall not live by the ideologies of our culture. We shall not live by what is politically correct. We shall not live by what will make us fit in, but rather we shall live carefully as we are captivated by God's Word. And when we don't live by God's Word, it is our prayer this morning that the Holy Spirit through the Word would bring us to repentance and forgiveness and return us to the Lord's sustaining Word again and again and again. Dear friends, to be careful in our Christian lives and to live in wisdom is not for us to gather up a bunch of intellectual knowledge. It is not to accumulate a bunch of college degrees or credentials. It is not for us to do a brain exercise or to start talking with sophisticated, lofty voices. No, it is none of this. But rather, to be wise is to always have God's Word in sight. To be wise is to always be occupied by God's Word, His law and His promises. To be wise is to let God's Word of law and His Word of gospel permeate our minds and our bodies to invade us, to convict us, to absolve us, to comfort us. To be wise is to be dependent, not on our own understandings, but in all things to depend on the eternal truths of our Lord God Almighty. This is what it looks like to be in the house upon the rock. Only when the church is built upon Christ Jesus and His Word is it built upon the rock. Only when the church is built upon Christ's Word is the church able to be that mighty fortress in the midst of the rain and winds of the world. You and I, we do not have the strength. We do not have the strength and the ability to fight against the devil and the world. However, God's Word severs the darkness. God's Word breaks the cruel oppressor's rod. Even if the devil and all of his hordes fill the land, we shall not tremble this day, for we stand unmoved by God's Word. The world and the devil cannot overcome God's Word. The gates of Hades will not prevail against Christ's church. Therefore, walk. Walk as God's children, living deliberately in His blessings, living deliberately in His forgiveness and His love and His protection and His wisdom, which is all for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.